Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show, named Best Radio Show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
How are we looking? Bill Michaels Show is on the air. I'm Bill Michaels, Radio Joe across the way. If you want to chime in, you can be a part of the program too. You can find us simply on Twitter at @Bill_Michaels, @Bill_Michaels, @RadioJoeSports. You can find us over on the Facebook fan page. That's one of the great ways to get a hold of us. That's simply facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow. Just look for the blue check mark. Also, BillMichaels@BillMichaelsSports.com. If you're emailing us, maybe you're in the office today and you can't call in, or just go to BillMichaelsSports.com. You can follow us via the radio.com app. I highly encourage you to download it and then search the program, just The Bill Michaels Show. And you're going to find us there. You can favorite us and take us with you everywhere you go. And maybe you don't want to take us everywhere. That's okay, too. You can always turn it off. But we don't recommend it. Again, 855-830-8648. That's on the Milwaukee Admirals hashtag Milhockey Talk Line. We, as a matter of fact, during the break, I'm sitting here and I'm looking at the house. Every year when I go to Super Bowl and we go to spring training and such, always go and I find a house in the area, usually about 8 to 10 months in advance. So I'm sitting here during the break, and I'm looking at the house. We, myself and the staff, Mike Clemens, Erica, our on-site producer on the floor of Radio Row, and this year my wife Sherry's going to work for us. So I'm sitting here looking at the house, and it's 5 minutes from the Mercedes-Benz Dome, which is fantastic. And so I'm going through all the amenities, making sure we got Wi-Fi, making sure everything's hooked up. I'm kind of getting the fever. Super Bowl is, it's an event. It still is. The matchup obviously dictates how big of an event it is, but the event itself is unlike no other. You know, I mean, I've been to, when you go to like a World Series or you go to an NBA Finals, it's seven games. You know, I mean, it's not one big week-long party leading up to it. National championship game, kind of the same thing for collegiate, you know, for college football. But the NFL, when they come in, they take over a city, okay? So as it is, we're sitting here because we like to bring you with us. And there's many that can't go. I understand that. And the Packers aren't there, and that sucks. And you're kind of, some of you throw your hands in the air, to hell with it. You know, I'd rather go watch something else, you know. Reruns or Leave It to Beaver or whatever the hell it is you want to watch. So, but there's a good amount of people that look forward to the week-long broadcast because we take you to places you don't normally get a chance to go. And we take a ton of pictures and a ton of videos. So I highly recommend that you go over to the Facebook fan page and you follow that, because we will upload a bunch of stuff. And, hint, hint, that is where the new podcast that is going to be coming out, that is where it's going to begin. So, just throwing it out there that it's on the come. People have been asking me for a podcast for a long time, and I've been asking for some of the better podcasts that you listen to out there, just so I can get it kind of a gig. I don't want to do just the same old, but I don't want to sit down every week with guests and all that stuff. It just, I don't know. I want to do something different. So we're going to start doing some podcasts at Super Bowl. So kind of pay attention to that. Go over to the Facebook fan page and just like it. Just simply facebook.com slash The Bill Michaels Show. You'll find it. It's got the blue check mark on it. And a picture, I think, is a picture of me smoking a cigar. Like that. And that way, when we do stuff, it'll start popping up for you. So you get a chance to see it. But we're going to take a ton of pictures at Super Bowl. And we're going to have a lot of fun. Now, I get the question. It was asked to me again today. I dropped the dogs off at daycare. I walked in. There's my buddy Ben from Barking Up Hickory. The dogs are going crazy. They're barking. They can't wait to get back there and see their friends. And Ben's like, so, what are you hoping for as a matchup at Super Bowl? And my preference, now yours may be different, and tell me why. My preference is Breeze and Brady. Two great quarterbacks, the backside of their career, proving that they're still great, they can still get it done, and it's not the young guns that have taken over. Because here's the reason why. Because Joe Montana, Steve Young won their Super Bowls early on in their careers. Once you get past the age of 30, it's very difficult to do. When Tom Brady did it, Elway did it, and then walked away. Elway was one of the first guys to do it, but not since Elway had it been done for a while. And then all of a sudden you look, and then Peyton Manning does it, Brady does it. And now they're proving that some of these guys that still have it over the age of 35 can win Super Bowls. So why do I so desperately want that to happen? Well, for a couple of reasons. One, I think the New England Patriots have become, and they are really working hard right now at becoming a hated team. Not just disliked, like, Bill Belichick's a cheater. You know, I don't like Tom Brady because he's got a great-looking wife. They make a ton of money. I don't want to hear any of that. They're working hard at just being Jags. What was it, Julian Edelman was wearing a shirt that said, bet against us or something like that? Just some kind of, just an antagonistic type of thing. It's like, look, you've been the best damn franchise in football since the turn of the century. You know, stop. Just shut up already. You've got five Super Bowls. You're going for another one for the other hand now. People hate you anyway. You don't have to be more hated. We all know you're good. You're going into this game technically as the underdog just because of your record. And you're on the road. And But look, I don't care if you're playing it in Antarctica. You're used to the weather. You've got a more experienced quarterback. Patrick Mahomes is in his first season, even though he doesn't look like it. He's got ice water already running through his veins. They've got a very good team, but Andy Reid has not been there, done that. You know, he's went to one Super Bowl. I mean, one of the knocks against Andy Reid is sometimes his teams have won in spite of him almost. You know, Andy Reid, maybe he's got a rejuvenation as a head coach. Maybe he's pushing all the right buttons. That's fantastic, but They've had their issues in the past. Meanwhile, Bill Belichick, Tom Brady, they basically look at this and say, we're going to take away what you do best, and then you beat us with the rest. And then, oh, by the way, you're not going to take away what we do best because we always have something up our sleeve. We've always got something in our back pocket, something stuffed in our sock, whatever it happens to be, and then they pull it out and they beat you with it. If they can't beat you physically, then they beat you mentally. And that's what Bill Belichick does. So you get nervous getting ready to face Bill Belichick because he's going to take away the best thing that you do. So you get away from what it is you do best because you know he's going to take it away. Look, just I want to see Brady and Breeze. There's a lot of storylines there. The reclamation that was the couple of 7-9 seasons with Sean Payton and Drew Brees and how they stuck it out and stuck together. Tom Brady coming back for yet another year, getting back to another Super Bowl, possibly winning one for the next hand, so to speak. For, you know, does Gronk walk away at the end of the season? There's been a lot of talk about whether or not he would or wouldn't retire. When is Brady going to call it a career? Could this one be it? Could he say, you know what, I've just decided we won another Super Bowl. I've got one for the other thumb on the other hand now. I'm going to call it a career. Bill Belichick still wants to coach another 5 to 6 years. But there's a lot of different stories. I want to see Who Dat Nation just infiltrate Atlanta and party like we haven't seen it since actually going to New Orleans. So there's a lot of things that I'd love to see. Now, would it bother me if it was the L.A. Rams and the young Sean McVay and the rah-rah speeches and the energy and everything, the glitz and glam of L.A.? Hell no, it wouldn't bother me. Would it bother me if Patrick Mahomes ended up being the Super Bowl MVP? The guy found out he was going to be a starter on our show last year. He walks over and people are saying, oh, by the way, Patrick Mahomes, they just got rid of Alex Smith. And he's looking around going, really? Yeah, come on, sit down. Have a nice conversation with me. He was there. Couldn't have been a nicer guy, more well-spoken guy. Wonderful to talk to. Stayed and take pictures with everybody. Hung out with us for a little while after the fact. Hell, I think we went and got him a sandwich from the Great Steak'em inside the Mall of America. You know? So would it bother me if it was the... No, it wouldn't. But just for the old guys... to get to a Super Bowl, I think, would be pretty cool. I think it would also give Packers fans a ton of optimism that a quarterback over the age of 35 can go back to Super Bowls again and again, thus giving you the hope that, yeah, Aaron Rodgers and company, they can turn this thing around and they can get it going again at the age of 35 going on 36. And yeah, they can do it numerous times before Aaron Rodgers' career comes to an end. So there's a lot of things that I'm looking forward to in this, but that's kind of the matchup. The best of the best going head-to-head. I think it would be fantastic to see Drew Brees go against Tom Brady. I just do. I think it would be a magnificent matchup. And I think Sean Payton's a pretty creative guy. Bick Mitchum, he says, Brees, Brady would have to be it. Running out of time for the Hall of Famers to be matched up in a Super Bowl, that would be fantastic. 855-830-8648. Paul says, I would like to see the Chiefs and the Saints. Kyle says, let's go with the young guns, Chiefs and the Rams. I wouldn't have a problem with that. Chiefs versus L.A. or New Orleans would be just dandy, sick of the Patriots, which, again, I think the Patriots are carrying the almost, when it comes to the NFL, almost hated, like, say, I don't think as entrenched to say the Yankees were in baseball for a long time, but maybe in that realm. Maybe in that realm. I can see that a little bit. This one's from Westy. And Westy says, I would love to see Brady and Brees. I would love to see Peyton match up against Bill Belichick. I wonder how many trick plays he would run against Belichick and how many Belichick would run against him. I think it would be a very entertaining game. In the Ruins tweets us at @Bill_Michaels and says, I really believe it's going to be Brady and Brees, and the two better coaches are going to win. Andy Reid still on the outside looking in, and Sean McVay will still not have gotten to a Super Bowl, even though he's got this wild coaching tree that everybody believes in. Look, I'm not knocking Sean McVay. I think he's done a tremendous job. He was a guy that turned around Jared Goff when everybody had written Jared Goff off. So give him credit. I'm not taking anything away from that man. He's been fantastic. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, feel free to do so. 855-830-8648. Hey, guys, a new year. It's a new you, and it can be. If you struggled with erectile dysfunction in 2018, you can make 2019 that you turn your love life around for good. My friends over at the Neumel Medical Center, they have a 98% success rate at treating guys with some ED. And where else are you going to get those kind of ratings? I mean, come on. Those odds are fantastic, right? And that's without all the harsh side effects that come with the pharmaceutical treatments, such as the pills, the creams. If you want to be a little more sharp, a little more focused, have better energy, more stamina in 2019, they can help you out with low T. If you have low T, go in and get your numbers checked. Maybe you don't even know you have it. Go get your numbers checked. Just call them. That's what I did. Feel great. And if you're coming out of the holidays, you're going into the new year, you've got a New Year's resolution to lose a few pounds, which is pretty much everybody's New Year's resolution, short of stopping smoking. They got an all-in-one weight loss program that's fantastic. And it all starts with a call to the Neumel Medical Center. Anywhere within the sound of my voice. They've got locations in Green Bay, Milwaukee, south of the border in Illinois. Call them 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451. That is the Neumel Medical Center. 414-455-4451. What matchup do you want to see in the Super Bowl this year? I'm getting the fever. I'm getting all fired up for this. What matchup do you want to see? Give us a shout. 855-830-8648 on the Milwaukee Admirals hashtag. Mill Hockey Talk Line. Coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show is on the air, talking about the Super Bowl, talking about getting down to Atlanta. I can't wait. That's always the best trip of the year. It really is. For all the stuff that we get a chance to do, that is always so much fun, and it's always the best trip of the year. Heading down to Atlanta, coming up here in a couple of weeks. As a matter of fact, I think it's a week from Saturday. It's a week from this Saturday, I think, we leave. God, time is just flying by. Mike Clemens and I and our staff all heading down. I can't believe it's here already. Holy moly. Now that I'm sitting here looking at my calendar. We're heading down there. Compliments of a lot of great people, our friends over at Breaker Chevy. The leader right here in the Milwaukee area. If you're on the lookout for a new vehicle, car, truck, whatever, Check out their website. They got a huge selection. If you're looking for service for all the vehicles, I encourage you, go see my buddy Glenn. Glenn over there in the service department, he just texted me the other day. He was texting me some Packers stuff. But go in and see Glenn in the service department and ask Glenn. Say, if it's a used car, go, hey, Glenn, what you got that's good? Because Glenn services all that stuff. So go over and say hi to Glenn. And if you're looking for something new or used for that matter, go to Brager Chevy, B-R-A-E-G-E-R, BragerChevy.com. That's BragerChevy.com. Also, Cornet and the staff at Coach's Pub and Grill. He is the home of the Big Boy Burger with great specials, an awesome fish fry, sports on the TVs, friendly service where they treat you like family. They've got that big enclosed party deck during the summer. They have the volleyball courts. South 13th Street in Milwaukee. Stop by, tell them I said hi. Also, our great buddy John Gabe and the whole staff down at Usinger. Usinger is fantastic. Whether it's from the deli or their cheeses, they have got it all. If you got a big party coming up, maybe a Super Bowl party, they have party boxes, pit samplers, the Northern Comfort, and the Old World Medley are out of this world. Usinger's has something for everybody and every gathering. Just go to Usinger, U-S-I-N-G-E-R, Usinger.com. What matchup would you most like to see coming up for this Super Bowl? I've given you my reasons. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, feel free to do so. This is from Evan, who says, Chiefs and Saints, first to 50 wins, which that would be, I'd like that. This one, Big Mitchum says, by the way, it would be the Headhunters versus the Ball Deflators. Sounds like a monster movie. The funny thing is that the headhunter portion of it, I mean, even though Sean Payton is still there, Greg Williams and that whole staff is gone. A lot of those players have moved on to other places. What else do we have here for you? This one, Kyle Fuller, the rankings came out. Kyle Fuller ranked tops, by the way, in Pro Football Focus. And remember the Packers had kind of wrote a bid for him, and it never came to fruition, and ended up getting matched by the Chicago Bears. And we all thought, oh, what a joke. The Packers, man, they pulled one off. They tried to get Kyle Fuller. They pulled one off. They made the Bears overspend. Turned out Kyle Fuller was one of the best-rated defensive backs in the league this year. Yeah, that just came out. This one is from Westby. Westby, Wisconsin, by the way. This is Andrew from Westby, who says, I would love to see the Saints go up against Brady. Brady's coming to the end of his career. I've always been a Brady fan. I think he's done a lot of things the right way, and he doesn't backslap his coach. Even though him and Bill Belichick don't get along, he has always been respectful. I've always respected him for that. He's sometimes kind of a screamer and a yeller and can show up some guys on the sideline, but it's all because he is wanting to win and does it in a competitive manner. Doesn't look like he's always just lost his ball on the playground to the bigger bullies. I'm not a Brady fan, but I like the way he goes about his business. I would love to see them get beat in the Super Bowl, though. Let me make that clear. There you go. Appreciate the email. 855-830-8648. Kevin says, what storylines would there be in this upcoming Super Bowl if it was Breeze and Brady? Well, first of all, if it's Breeze and Brady, you're talking about quarterbacks that are over the age of 35 to 40 that are going up against one another and both Hall of Fame bound. Okay, that's your first story right there. After that, you would look at, say, the coaches, Sean Payton back for another bite at that apple. You know, I mean, think about, you know, from our perspective, Sean Payton getting hired and having this longevity and now success in New Orleans when Mike McCarthy has been fired in Green Bay. So from our perspective as to how things could work, you can get into that direction. Then you look at the way they've done it. You know, you look at the guys that they fortified that thing with. I mean, last year, you go back to their right tackle, getting Ryan Ramczyk, and they fortified that thing with Max Unger when they picked him up from Seattle, remember, a few years back in that trade. Adrius Pete, their first-round draft choice, going back to 2015. You know, they've got that left tackle, Armstead. He was a third-round draft choice, but really morphed. So you start with the line. Ingram is a first-round draft choice. Alvin Kamara, a third-round draft choice last year, who's been just a godsend for them. Then you look at Michael Thomas. You look at Tre'Quan Smith, Keith Kirkwood, Ted Ginn, all those guys that played into this. Austin Carr, which, by the way, he played for New England. So Austin Carr's got that insight. So you get into all of that, and then you start to look at the way they built that defense back up. You know, Kurt Coleman from Carolina, DeMario Davis from New York playing for the Jets, Alex Okafor, he was coming out of Arizona. And then you go with Cameron Jordan, who was, if I'm not mistaken, a first-round draft choice. Tyler Davison from a couple of years ago, he was a late-round pickup. Marcus Williams, he was a second-round pickup last year. Marshawn Lattimore, he was a first-round pickup last year. Those young guys started to come of age. They picked up Trey Hendrickson. They picked him up in that defense, and defensively they got it all together. I mean, there's so many things that you can look at and say, okay, how was this team built to get here? And how far away in comparison are the Green Bay Packers? Meanwhile, on the other side, you know, obviously you have the Badger connection in James White. That's the first and foremost. Gronkowski, is this going to be it for him? You know, the Julian Edelman and Philip Dorsett and Chris Hogan and the way they kind of get it done. And they still have Cordarrelle Patterson. You know, they picked him up, don't forget. He was went from Minnesota to Oakland and then over to the Patriots. And they still have a really solid defense. And, you know, Jason McCourty, they picked him up in that trade from Cleveland. You know, Patrick Chung. The street free agent a few years back, Devin McCourty, a first-round draft choice. They got some veterans back there. Donta Hightower is still getting it done. Malcolm Brown is still getting it done. Both of those guys, first-round draft choices, but they're six, seven, eight years old. You know, I mean, what is it? Hightower's been in the league, I think, now 7 years? I think Brown's actually younger. I think he's 3 or 4 years into the league. Same with Trey Flowers. But just the way they built it. And then, obviously, like I mentioned, the head coach is battling one against the other. So, I think it's fascinating. I really do. There's a lot of storylines that would be involved in watching these two teams go at it. Let's talk more about that as Chris Raybon, the senior NFL analyst for the Action Network and co-host of I'll Take That Bet on ESPN. He is going to join us. We're going to talk about the odds for these teams and some of the key matchups. And then I want to get into, as we start to press forward to the Super Bowl, I want to talk to him about, you know, what makes the prop bets and all that kind of stuff, because I think that's pretty fascinating as well. Also coming up, don't forget, Jeff Gard from UW-Platteville, the men's basketball coach there. We're going to talk with him about his team. I also want to pick his brain about Greg Gard as well. We want to get into that discussion. Stay tuned. A lot more of the Bill Michaels Show coming up right after this.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Show. We are on the air. We are glad you are on board. Thanks so much. Thanks so much for taking a listen to us. Certainly appreciating it. Want to remind you that our good friends at Bud Light, we are going to be out and about tonight, 6 to 8, Maddie's Bar and Grill. Come on by. Mike Clements from NFL Sirius Radio, John Dodd from Dodds on Sports going to be there. I'll be there. Again, 6 to 8 tonight, Maddie's in New Berlin, College Avenue. Come on by. It's the Bill Michaels Huddle. It's all brought to you by our terrific friends at Bud Light. Bud Light also, I got to give them props because they're one of the biggest supporters that takes us to the Super Bowl each and every year. I think they foot the bill the most, and we would be erroneous if we did not give them more and more credit. And the one thing that I'm looking really forward to is they are starting to get ready to piece together the lineup for Wednesday Night Live at the Budweiser Pavilion starting in June. Now, I know that's a ways off, but when we start talking about that, I start to feel warm all over and inside. So I cannot wait for Wednesday Night Live to be back at the Wisconsin State Fair Park again this year. And it's all brought to you by our friends at Bud Light. Chris Raybon, senior NFL analyst for the Action Network, co-host of I'll Take That Bet on ESPN, now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Chris, how you doing?
I am doing great, Bill. How are you?
We're doing well. Now, I know the start of the NFL season is always busy for you guys because you have so many games to go over, but is this when betting really begins to pick up as people get into the NFC, the AFC championship games, and then all that money starts to pour in on Super Bowl bets?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think the games are going to be big this weekend, and then with Super Bowl, the props really start to take off because, you know, props are kind of more of a niche market for most of the year for us bettors, and you know we're kind of hammering these things every night. But during those 2 weeks leading up to the Super Bowl, especially, people just love to bet on those props, and they kind of put them in office pools and whatnot. So we do see a lot of action on bets that people usually don't end up making throughout other parts of the year.
And now, I know most of the prop bets have been taken. I mean, as far as, you know, coin flips and who catches the first pass and first tackle and all that kind of stuff. What's some of the weirder stuff that's out there that people really clamor for? Can you think of it off the top of your head?
Yeah, I mean, so today on I'll Take That Bet, actually, we just taped, there are Super Bowl halftime props. So, for example, one I talked about on air was there's a prop for whether Andre 3000 of Outkast will make a surprise appearance on stage with his his fellow group member Big Boy, and you can bet yes or no to that. So if you guys want to see where the value is, you can tune in to the show.
Okay, there's no prop bet on whether or not fans will either think they do or do not suck when it comes to Maroon 5, is there? Because I got to be honest. Look, Maroon 5's got some good songs. They got some stuff that I like. But in the grand scheme of things, man, it's not Prince. It's not U2. It's not some of the better ones that we've seen. It's kind of like, I wonder where the NFL's going next, so to speak.
Yeah, I mean, I think that this year especially, they probably, with all that's gone on, socially over these past couple of years, I think the NFL is going to have a little trouble sometimes, booking acts for these shows because, even with, Big Boy and Travis Scott, who will also be performing, there was a lot of backlash, in the hip-hop community. It's going to be interesting to see how that unfolds going forward.
I want the Stones to do it one more time because I want the over and under on whether or not, not Mick Jagger, but Keith Richards actually dies on stage or just is already dead and doesn't know it. That guy's never going to go away.
Dark, man, dark. Props on death. I try to stay away from the death props personally. it's funny enough, though, I've actually seen, not related to the Super Bowl, but I have seen like death props on some sites. Like, I forget who it was, but I think maybe like Bill Cosby or somebody, like, will he die before set date? Like, those things are dark, man. I don't think I want to make money off anything.
No, I never want to see Keith Richards go away because I think he's fantastic. Make no mistake about it. But people just, I just keep waiting. He was here in Wisconsin, here in Milwaukee not too long ago, and people clamored to go see these guys because they said, well, it's not that you're going to see the Stones, it's that you want to see them before they're dead. Because at some point, the hard living catches up to you. But that guy, I think he is dead, and it's an animatronic myself.
Oh, man. I mean, the listeners must be like, what did we just tune into?
Yeah, what'd you tune into? I get it. We don't want to do the death bets. There's no Deadpool on this program, that's for sure. Hey, let's get into the Rams and the Saints. They started at what? They started at about 3.5, something like that?
Yeah, the line opened at 3.5. It was at 3.5 for a good part of this week, but did recently, I would say within the last 24 hours or so, it did get back down to 3. You aren't seeing really any major trends yet. 55% of the bets are on the Rams. 52% of the money is on the Rams. I think this one and the Patriots-Chiefs game, both of those spreads may not end up moving off that key number of 3 because the action is pretty evenly split on both sides.
And then you've also got the Patriots and the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, how much does coaching play into this? Because I look at the records and I understand why the Chiefs are giving away 3.5. I get it. But Andy Reid doesn't necessarily have the best postseason record. How can anybody bet against New England?
Well, the thing about New England is, you're not just thinking about, their opponent in Andy Reid. You're also thinking about, how they've played outside of Foxborough. So, Tom Brady hasn't, they just haven't played many playoff games outside of Foxborough. Tom Brady actually hasn't won a road playoff game since 2007, primarily because he's barely played in any of them. But, he's lost his last couple. And, on the road in the playoffs, Brady is 3-4 against the spread. And then, if you just count the Super Bowls as well, so like all games outside of Foxborough, he's 6-9 against the spread. So this is the time, if you want to bet against Brady, this would be the time to do it. And then you factor in that the Chiefs, they do have a major home field advantage in Arrowhead. We saw them shut down a really prolific Colts offense last week. And just in general, the scoring has been way down. When the Chiefs play an hour ahead, their defense has been a lot better. So you're not likely to see another Sony Michel eruption either. And that kind of makes the Pats a little bit more one-dimensional.
I'm going 35-27 Patriots.
Yeah, so the over-under in this game is actually probably the most fascinating talking point because it opened very high at 57, and then there were reports of, you know, the it's going to be below freezing and there's going to be just horrible weather. And so the over-under got set down, went all the way down to about 53, 53.5. And then, you know, as the forecast improved, all of a sudden it starts getting bet back up again. So now it's here at 55.5. And, you know, you're still seeing, you know, there's more money toward the under, 63%, but it's starting to rebound after that kind of weather scare. So, you know, if you want to get that over-under and you think it's a high-scoring game, I would suggest probably jumping on that because it's probably going to continue to go up as the forecast kind of evens out.
Are there any prop bets for any of these AFC or NFC championship games?
Oh, yeah, there are many prop bets. You know, we've been actually hammering some all playoffs. Sean Corner of the Action Network, director of predictive analytics, he writes up the you know, the players that are most likely to offer value on the most yardage prop. So, you know, he's nailed a few already in the postseason. He had Marlon Mack as his pick a couple weeks ago, and that hit. Michael Thomas last week. So there are tons of props you could bet, and just individual player props on every conceivable stat. You know, like if you're into fantasy or something like that, you can kind of jump on, like, every player has a yardage prop, reception prop, and, you know, there's a ton of props for these games. It's really looking, and we have a tool on fantasylabs.com, a player prop tool that actually gives you, you know, the best props of the day for every sport. It rates them 1 to 10, and the ones with a bet quality of 10 are hitting at over a 60% rate, so it's actually a really useful tool.
How much does the youth of Patrick Mahomes play into the mindset when you start talking about, you know, betting lines and such?
Well, Patrick Mahomes, I think that's really, you know, when you talk about Andy Reid and his playoff struggles, I mean, I think one of the reasons Andy Reid was so willing to, number one, trade up in the draft and draft Mahomes, but then also move on from Alex Smith after Alex Smith had a career year was because he knew that that's what he really needed to get to the next step. So I think Mahomes kind of changes everything for this Chiefs offense and for this team, really, because before they had a conservative quarterback, you know, they had a decent defense, but they didn't really, you know, like last year against, they lost the playoff game to the Titans of all teams. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, and that was because they built a lead, and in the second half, the offense just went cold. And that's happened over the course of Reed's career in Kansas City with Smith, and that's something that's very unlikely to happen with Mahomes. And so if you get in a kind of a shootout with Mahomes, you're still capable of winning the game. And if your defense plays well, like it tends to do it at Arrowhead, you're in control of the game. So I think it totally shifts everything around, and I pretty much throw out all the old Kansas City Chiefs in the playoffs trend.
Chris, great stuff. We certainly appreciate it, and we'll talk again real soon as we get ready for the Super Bowl, okay?
All right, Bill. Take it easy on those death props.
You know what? They fascinate me, but I don't bet on them, so we'll leave it at that. All right, buddy. Talk to you later. Chris Raybon, senior NFL analyst for the Action Network, co-host of I'll Take That Bet on ESPN, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at Cousin Subs. Big parties are coming up. I'm telling you, call Cousin Subs or go to cousinsubs.com. Get the big party boxes, the 2-foot party sub, the soups, the salads, the cookies, the curds, whatever it is you want. They've got something for everybody. Go to cousinsubs.com. That's cousinsubs.com. Or download the app on any mobile device you may have. Or just simply walk into the store. Tell them what you want. And I highly recommend throwing in that pepperoni melt, the Bill Michaels. Go get that thing. It's so good. It's just a big old mouthful of goodness. But nevertheless, go in and get yourself some subs from our friends at Cousin Subs. So, when we come back, I'll talk some D3 hoops. Jeff Gard going to be joining us, UW-Platteville men's head basketball coach. Going to ask him about Greg Gard as well a little bit as the Badgers have struggled. And if they kick some advice around to one another, we're going to get into that discussion. Coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Show on the air. We've been telling you about our good friends over at Quick Trip. Quick Trip right now, they've got the fresh blends at Quick Trip. And if you put your Quick Rewards card out there. They got some good stuff going on. If you haven't noticed, they've got the Fresh Blends machine. It's available at all Quick Trip stores. You can choose from over 30 different drinks, including the Caruba Gold Frappes, cold brew coffee shakes, frozen chocolates, real fruit shakes, frozen lemonades, fruit smoothies. They have got it all. Got it all. Just stop in, check it out for yourself. Today is the Angus cheeseburger or the spicy chicken sandwich, $2.19 each. So stop in, use your Quick Rewards card. That is from our friends at Quick Trip. Talk a little bit more about some D3 hoops and to give us some insight as they have now stacked some success. They've got three in a row coming into the interview today as Jeff Gard, head coach at UW-Platteville, men's basketball head coach, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thank you.
You got a kind of a blowout win against Eau Claire the other day, yesterday, didn't you?
Well, you know, as the old saying, it looks good when the ball goes through the hoop. So, you know, we had had some guys that were able to knock down some shots and, you know, gave us a little confidence on the defensive end of the floor as well. But, you know, obviously going off the game that we had Saturday up at Menominee against Stout, we'll take an 18-point win or 19-point win anytime we can get it.
You got a nice win over Stout, River Falls. I tell you what, though, the two teams you faced prior to that, both Oshkosh and La Crosse, sitting right there atop the WEAC, undefeated in the WEAC. Between them, they have a combined five losses. Strength is really in the WEAC pretty tough right now. I mean, between when you guys go from, say, Eau Claire, they got a couple of wins, but when you go up from there, everybody's got a better than 500 record in the WEAC. So what has made it so tough this year?
Well, you know, I think it's just going on the road. You know, and like we always say, anytime you can steal one on the road, you know, obviously that's the key. You know, La Crosse was able to steal one down here and get from us. Oshkosh was able to go to Stevens Point, steal one over there as well. So, you know, that's the key. You know, obviously you'll be able to protect the home floor as it is, but then be able to, if you can get 500 on the road, you know, that's obviously going to give you a shot at the end of the day. But I think the big thing is you look across the league and, you know, the teams that are having some success are the teams are just being a little bit more efficient, not hurting themselves.
You talk about Stevens Point. That's your next opponent. You guys go on the road to Stevens Point this coming weekend. This is a team that's sitting just above you in the standings. Big matchup here, right?
Well, it is. Both sitting at 3-2. They got bumped last night as well against La Crosse. But, you know, it's going to be one of those things that anytime you go to Point or just that face-up against Point, it's always a tough game, but it's one of those games we tell our guys that you just got to be efficient. They do such a great job of not, you know, breaking their own back and taking care of things offensively as well as defensively. So, you know, I remember last year that one of the last games of the year we had them down here, and it seemed like it was one of those games the first team that was going to get to 40 was going to win because teams were so tough defensively and, you know, just making the shots a little bit harder, and like we said, just being efficient where you can, not turn the ball over and, you know, control the boards.
You have got four more games starting on Saturday. Stevens Point, obviously, just above you in the standings, but after that, you got Whitewater Stout and Eau Claire, and those three teams below you in the standings, but that really gets you ready for February when you've got La Crosse and Oshkosh in back-to-back matchups. One on the road against La Crosse, but then you get Oshkosh at home. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to jump ahead because you got to do it the old adage of one game at a time, but you can get the next four games. Steal one against Stevens Point, get the next four games. You got a head of steam going into those two matchups, man, and then you're really starting to talk about fighting for something near the top of the WEAC, right?
Well, and it is, you know, and I think, you know, some of the things that we talk with our guys is that non-conference slate that we went through is as tough as it was. The goal is that, you know, going 7-4, obviously you'd love to be able to go 11-0 in that non-conference stretch, but the biggest thing is it prepping you for late January, February. And, you know, we're hoping that it's going to – we're starting to see that trend. We're just starting to see the toughness out of our guys stepping up. And you know, we talked about this before, the depth as well with us and getting guys that they're confident when they get out on the floor. And, you know, I think when you get that kind of that combination of confidence, you got some health now back and that added depth, you know, we hope that, you know, we're going to be able to say that we're going to be there in the end when it comes down in the middle of the end of February.
Big one coming up this weekend against Stevens Point. Got to ask you real quick. I mean, I know your brother's had a little bit of a tough time of it here as of late. You guys, like, chat, share, you know, stories, share strategies or anything like that?
You know, we do. And I think it's more just reassurance of each other, you know, what you're doing. You know, I know 2 years ago when we had a down year, you know, it was just phone calls from him. Hey, are you focusing on the little things? You know, and I think that's the thing. Sometimes you get into coaching and you get so wound up in the big picture that, you know, when you're in tough stretches, whether you're losing or you're winning games, you go back and you just look at, are you doing the little things well? You know, and I think that's when you have some the stretches, you know, the game they had a couple nights ago, you know, 17 turnovers, you know, offensive rebounds that were given up. And I think, you know, those are little things that you talk about all the time. So you clean up those little things, you're going to put yourself in games. You know, they have, you know, a bad first half against Minnesota, bad first half against Maryland, but bounced back great in the second half because they focused on the little things in the second half. And, you know, as they always say, when shots fall, you know, you look like a better coach as well. So that's the key. You know, the conversations, though, it is. It's just reassurance of what you're doing. You're doing things the right way. You know, just confidence as well. And I think that's talk about your players having confidence, but coaches got to have confidence in what they're doing, too. And that's the great thing about having Greg as an older brother is that it's that reassurance that, hey, you're doing things the right way. Continue to focus on it, and it'll pay dividends at the end.
Jeff, always a pleasure. Big game this weekend. Best of luck to you guys. We'll talk soon, okay?
Thanks again, Bill.
Appreciate it, pal. There you go. That's Jeff Gard, UW-Platteville men's head basketball coach. A lot more of the Bill Michaels Show coming up right after this.
Sports Talk Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.